Well, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel says that she will hold talks with other European countries over immigration policies.
I receive support and backup that enables me to go into bilateral talks to negotiate bilateral agreements with European partners at the upcoming EU summit on June 28th and 29th. I already made proposals for bilateral talks last week. Therefore, we need a functional German government as well as a strong mandate for me.
Merkel stressed that it is in Germany's interest to control migration in partnership with the EU countries. Merkel is also facing rebellion from her coalition government over Berlin's immigration policy. Interior Minister Horst Seehofer gave Merkel a two-week ultimatum to tighten her asylum seeker policy. Merkel said that she's agreed to the demand. She warned that an unjustified turning away of people from Germany's borders could unleash a domino effect. Europe remains divided over how to tackle the influx of refugees. Over 1.8 million asylum seekers have arrived in the continent since the year 2014. Roddy Shakespeare is a university professor who joins us on the line from London. Why can't Europe make up its mind as to how to deal with the immigration issue that it's currently experiencing?
The position in Germany at this moment is that the Conservative Party part of the coalition in Germany is split, and the small part of the Bavarian CSU has regional elections in October, and they are going to take a very hard line on this immigrant influx situation. And their line is a line which cannot be accepted by the rest of Europe, with the exception of the hardline countries like Italy and Austria and Poland. So in 2 weeks' time, at the end of this month, there is going to be a big summit, and there is going to be a crisis for German politics. I don't think it will be the end of the coalition government, but it could be the end of Angela Merkel as Chancellor.
With the wave of Euroscepticism still kind of happening in Europe within different countries and their parties, do you think that this migration issue is going to get worse?
The migration issue is very largely a result of the destruction by France, by UK, by USA, of Libya and of Syria, and their continual destruction of the Middle East in particular. I think it is probably going to get worse, and certainly the politics of Europe is going to get much more hardline. What this means is that we are moving towards a situation where the whole of the structure of the EU is now in question and is starting to be renegotiated.
Thank you. Rodney Shakespeare, University professor there from London. And that does it for a look at the top five headlines. Thanks for tuning in.